Well, the health minister, Joe Pahla, has ended the mandatory use of masks indoors as well as removed restrictions on gatherings. But what happens in the workplace? You know, what are the rules? Do companies still have a say in whether you get to wear your mask at work? We're speaking now to Adil Patel, the head of employment law practice at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr. Adil, welcome to the show. No masks for South Africans, but should they wear them when they go to work?
Hello, good evening. The end of the mask regulations, as they've been euphemistically called, does not deprive employers from the obligation to undertake a risk assessment in order to determine whether their employees should wear masks within the workplace. So the mask regulations being repealed applied to public gatherings or public spaces, both indoors and outdoors. Mm. But from a workplace perspective, you are now regulated by the Occupational Health and Safety Act, by the Hazardous Biological Regulations issued pursuant thereto, and the Code of Good Practice issued pursuant to the Labor Relations Act. So employers would need to undertake a risk assessment of its workplace as well as a work area, and then determine whether in its workplace masks should be worn. So while you don't have a legislative obligation to wear masks, employers should nevertheless determine whether masks should be worn and whether it's going to determine whether employees should be vaccinated. But all of that depends on a risk assessment which employers are obliged to undertake pursuant to the various pieces of legislation I've just mentioned.
And what would that risk assessment entail? I mean, do you look at your employees and see who's vaccinated or who's chosen not to, or if they're working from home, so why bother with the mask mandate? What exactly are you looking at as a company?
So as an organization, when undertaking the risk assessment, certainly you would look at the vaccination rate within your organization. You would look at whether you are public-facing, how many people from outside do you see, the nature of your business, and what other preventative measures you could utilize in order to keep your employees reasonably safe. So some employers may determine that a large contingent of its workforce are unvaccinated, are exposed, travel by public transport, and therefore more likely to be exposed. They may determine that they're going to maintain some sort of social distancing. They're going to require the employees to wear masks, to sanitize, disinfect the work areas in fulfilling its obligation to keep a workplace which is reasonably safe. I think the important part that we need to understand now is that there is no longer a legislative obligation to wear masks. The obligation may emanate from a risk assessment which is undertaken by employers, and now it will depend on, as you correctly point out, the nature of an employer's organization and the nature and complexity of its workforce.
Now, this is simple, you know, government saying you don't have to wear a mask in a public place. But do you think it's going to give the likes of the CCMA a headache, you know, if, you know, employers and employees clash on different mandates that can come up?
Oh, certainly. So when you're undertaking a risk assessment, it's a fairly consultative process. You can't, as the employer, unilaterally decide this is my risk assessment and these are the rules. You need to consult with trade unions or the health and safety representatives. What certainly is going to be an issue for contention now is what happens to those employees who were dismissed when the regulations were implemented and we had mandatory vaccination policies, and those employees have challenged their dismissals at the CCMA and at the Labor Court. And that's going to lead us to an interesting debate as we move through these months now that the regulations have been repealed as such.
All right, that was Adil Patel, Head of Employment Law Department at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, telling us that no mask policy is going to need a nuanced approach at the workplace.